Hi there. Welcome to the Health Analytic Insights podcast. This podcast is all about creating a community of like-minded individuals who are passionate about the field of health informatics. I hope to share information and advice in topics such as health analytics, digital health, biomedical engineering, and data visualization in healthcare. And in exchange, I would love to hear from you, dear listener, about your experience and interest in this field. You can drop me a line at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. And this email, along with any references discussed during this podcast, will be listed in the show notes below. If this resonates with you, don't forget to follow and subscribe to this podcast, as I'll be releasing new episodes bi-weekly. Before I jump into the episode, I wanted to let you know that at the end of the year, I'll be wrapping up the Health Analytic Insights podcast. I've had so much fun interacting with you, the listener, over the last 3 years and receiving emails and comments on how these podcast episodes have helped you to learn more about the health informatics field. If you have any episode topics you'd like me to cover before the podcast wraps, please email me at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. Now, back to the episode. Another year, another exciting year for healthcare innovation. In this episode of the Health Analytic Insights podcast, I'm going to go over three exciting trends I hope to see develop further in 2024 in the area of health informatics and health tech. So the first trend I'm sure is at the top of everyone's mind is this growing area of the field of artificial intelligence and specifically how it's going to make its impact on healthcare. For this specific trend, I want to talk about the use of large language models. 2023 has been top of mind for large language models such as ChatGPT, Bard, and many, many others. Large language models are designed to be able to sort and analyze large volumes of text data. And one application that we could see currently being used in healthcare and we hope to see develop further is the use of medical chatbots. And so this can be found within patient portal websites. These medical chatbots can be used to answer frequently asked questions that patients might have before booking their medical appointments or if they are booking an appointment in a hospital. When it comes to what specific protocol they might follow, especially when we're thinking about large-scale events such as the COVID-19 pandemic. Also, these medical chatbots can help clients to book medical appointments or can act as a notes feature for patients to be able to discuss any medical issues with their care providers. So these are fairly standard ways of using artificial intelligence in healthcare. However, with the rise of ChatGPT and Bard, the integration of these tools could become more widespread into systems such as the electronic health record to help with clinical documentation burden. There are several articles which show that a lot of provider burnout can be linked to the large amount of clinical documentation that needs to be done in addition to providing care. And so using tools and technology to help reduce this burden could be the future of health tech. Another area, again, within the field of artificial intelligence will be interesting to watch is the use of machine learning algorithms to predict patient flow within hospitals. Again, due to the events of the COVID-19 pandemic, there have been many reports of human resource challenges. And of course, this has affected the number of patients moving in and out of the hospital. So it'd be interesting if we could use machine learning tools to predict how many beds will be needed, how long will it take to move patients from the hospital to alternative care settings such as home care environments? What is the average patient length of stay depending on factors such as their diagnosis, age, number of medications they're on, etc.? Because of the huge amount of data which is often captured within the electronic health record, these questions could potentially be answered to help resource management, to help hopefully reduce the overburden that is often documented with emergency departments, which can even lead to shutdowns of the emergency department. So using machine learning techniques to really manage that flow of patients throughout the hospital could be a potential area of growth in the future. And of course, I will leave a link to some of the resources that I'm talking about in the show notes of the episode so you can check them out. And I would love to hear your thoughts on what are some trends you're looking forward to in 2024 in the area of health informatics and health tech. So the second trend I want to talk about are the use of devices such as virtual reality and augmented reality headsets. Apple made big waves this year when they unveiled the Vision Pro headset for a whopping $3,499. But how can virtual reality and augmented reality be used within healthcare? Now, there are some papers which show that virtual reality and augmented reality are being used as tools to train clinicians. And I recently saw an interesting video where a VR headset was being used as a training tool to help individuals learn how to resuscitate people in a crisis situation. And in 2020, doctors performed the first ever spine surgery using an augmented reality head-mounted display on a 78-year-old patient who was suffering from degenerative spine disease that required lumbar decompression and the insertion of several screws. So in this situation, surgeons wore FDA-approved augmented reality headsets to visualize the patient's CT scan as they operated and placed the implants with, get this, 100% accuracy. So you can definitely see some of the use cases of these AR and VR headsets and how they can be used as a training tool and eventually more widespread to be used in surgical situations. And so the third trend that I'd like to talk about really aligns with the growing trend we're seeing in a larger aging population and how more and more people will like to age at home with the use of technology and support. And so what I want to talk about is the use of adaptive clothing for seniors. As the senior population grows and more individuals might have diseases such as Alzheimer's or dementia, sensors can be included in clothing such as shoes specifically for fall detection, GPS monitoring, and even to detect potential foot ulcers for diabetic patients. And this is a really interesting trend to be able to integrate sensors into everyday items to help manage care and even have these sensors feed into applications on your phone that you can have conversations with your caregivers, with your care provider, and find ways to manage your care while still having your independence to be able to live at home. So I think this area is going to grow specifically as the younger generation gets older and we're well-versed in technology and it's been integrated into our daily lives. We might want to use technology as a tool to help our aging parents. I recently had a very interesting conversation with one of the people who I'd interviewed on the podcast before, who is a great patient advocate when it comes to seniors aging at home. And he told me about the use of Amazon Echo and all these tools that you can really use to help patients to live at home. They can have conversation with their grandchildren, with their relatives to improve that sense of isolation. And so I think that technology for seniors will be a growing market that we'll see definitely develop throughout the years. So this is just a snapshot of some of the trends I'm excited to see grow in 2024. And again, what about you? What have you heard on the horizon that you hope to see develop in this field? If you're on Spotify, there'll be a question there you can answer directly. And as always, you can reach me at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening.